Chaos theory has changed how we think about certain ideas in physics. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eric von Acken, instructor of philosophy and religious studies at Rocky Mountain College, explains why.
In one episode of The Simpsons, Homer travels back in time. He's careful not to disturb anything until he spots a mosquito. When he returns to the present, it is drastically altered. The concept at play here is chaos theory, or what we call the butterfly effect. Small events, like a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil, can trigger a chain reaction that leads to a significant and unpredictable event, such as a hurricane in Texas weeks later. Chaos theory challenges classical physics, where Newtonian mechanics once described a predictable universe governed by fixed laws. In the 1960s, meteorologist Edward Lorenz, studying weather patterns at MIT, discovered that even tiny changes, a seemingly insignificant rounding error, could drastically alter long-term forecast. This phenomenon, known as sensitive dependence on initial conditions, shows that minor variations can lead to vastly different and unpredictable results in chaotic systems. Yet if the universe is so unpredictable, how can we make sense of cause and effect? Philosophers like R.G. Collingwood suggest a more practical, human-centered approach, focusing on handles, aspects of nature we can influence as agents to give us a sense of control. So while chaos theory teaches us that the butterfly has some effect on a later storm, we don't blame a butterfly for a hurricane because we can't control its movements to prevent or create a storm. Chaos theory doesn't just complicate causality. It challenges us to rethink human agency. Although nature may be sensitive to an infinite number of variables, meaningful causes are those we can engage with, offering us control over the outcomes that matter most in our lives.
That was Eric von Acken of Rocky Mountain College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.